Hey, everybody, the inside exclusive story of how Bobby Kennedy became HHS Secretary from our event at Turning Point USA, a story I've never told. And then Alex Clark joins us to celebrate and explain. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast and become a member today, members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of The Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Remember, it was the heat of Kamala Harris' brat summer. The TikTok kids were all behind Kamala Harris. They were dancing in the streets saying that she's going to be the next president. There was a sugar high that we were witnessing in the polls in late July and early August. Looked as if Kamala Harris was the favorite to become president. It was hard to even grasp and believe, but Kamala Harris, who had no accomplishments and messed up the border and was responsible for the blunder between Russia and Ukraine, and talks about being unburdened by what has been, she was the favorite in the betting markets. And then Chicago came. As you know, we went to the Democrat National Convention in Chicago, Illinois, my hometown. We went right down to the floor of the DNC, gotten a little bit of spats with some folks. And the DNC put on a good show. Barack Obama does what Barack Obama does. They had all this talk about unity, and it looked as if their poll numbers were going to be lifted. But the Trump campaign, to Susie Wiles' great credit, and to the whole team there, they had something in their back pocket. I was tipped off about a week ahead of time. Now, I don't leak, and I don't even leak to my team. And people were messaging me saying, Charlie, what's going on here? It feels like something's happening. So about a week ahead of time, so this would have been the day after the DNC, they wanted us to do the event, I got a message. And they say, hey, would you be willing to help do an event in Arizona? We think the president's going to come, and it will be really big with some big news. I said, of course, any way we could do to help, and was working with James Blair and the whole great team there. I said, any way we could help. So then Don called me, and he said, hey, you can't repeat this. You can't repeat this. But Bobby is going to be endorsing Donald Trump. I said, really? I said, and I mean, when Don calls the shot, I mean, it is as legit as it gets. Now, I've never told this story publicly because now who cares, right? And so in the days leading up to this event, this was during the DNC, we were going to have our event was Friday, the day after the DNC ended in Chicago. And so all of a sudden, things started to really move with some momentum. Wednesday, Thursday, and Kamala Harris gave her speech and the media was fawning over it. And then Friday came. Friday, August 23rd, 2024, a day that changed American politics for good, where Bobby Kennedy decided to suspend his candidacy, an independent candidacy, and endorse Donald Trump for the presidency, a Kennedy endorsing a Republican. And that was our event right there. And I got to give Lauren and Tyler and the team credit. I got to give them credit. I fought them on those sparklers. I said, it's a waste of money. You got to, what are we doing with these sparklers? What are we, WWE? I got to give them credit. That's going to be in the Smithsonian. That's going to be in the Trump Library. That's going to be an image that will live forever. That sparkler aesthetic. I mean, that is as good as it gets. That's been seen by, I think, all of humanity at this point. RFK endorsing Donald Trump was a moment in history. It was a seismic change in how our politics has been running. Bobby Kennedy of the Camelot family. Bobby Kennedy, who ran as a Democrat for the presidency, who then ran as an independent endorsing Donald Trump, completely changed the 2024 election. The Unity Party was born, and with it came Tulsi Gabbard and so many others. It was a vibe shift, and it came again the day after the high point. I believe, truly believe this, that Bobby Kennedy endorsing Donald Trump was the beginning of the end of the brat summer for Kamala Harris, and data supports me on this, and then eventually led to the acceleration to Election Day, which was J.D. Vance's debate against Tim Walz. I think the two inflection points were RFK endorsing Donald Trump, which just cut all of their momentum off, and the brilliance of the Trump campaign team right off the DNC, boom, we come in with the largest possible endorsement we can. And then it wasn't just like an endorsement. This guy was actively on the ballot in the swing states. Now, some people were very concerned about voting for Donald Trump in 2024 because they said he wasn't as strong on COVID as I would have liked. Bobby Kennedy wrote the book against Anthony Fauci. Bobby Kennedy has started the Make America Healthy Again movement. And here it was on stage at Turning Point. Play cut 173.
He is a great person. I've known him for so long. For the past 16 months, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Man, whoa. And he deserves it. He deserves it.
And from that point forward, it was a sprint to decision day. When Trump said that, whoa. Trump realizing what he unlocked. President Trump had high energy, high intensity, and it just went through the moon. And I can tell you dozens of people, including local patriots here, some of which are pediatrician, who's a wonderful person, who was, you know, I might vote for Trump, might not. And as soon as Bobby Kennedy entered, all in. I could tell you that there were tens of thousands of suburban moms in Arizona that voted for Trump because of the RFK wrinkle. And then, of course, we won. And I could tell you, I was in and around Mar-a-Lago as these decisions were being made. And there was an external pressure campaign by Big Pharma, by Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, Eli Lilly. Oh, no, don't give Bobby Kennedy anything important. Put him on some board. Put him on some commission. But to President Trump's enormous credit, President Trump, I don't think, has received the credit that he deserves here. He tuned all of that out and said, wait a second. I ran on a set of promises. I ran on this idea of making America healthy again. Bobby was very good to us and good to our campaign. We're going to go for it. We're going to go for the entire program. There is so much pressure for him not to put Bobby Kennedy to HHS. Oh, he can't be confirmed. Oh, he can't get through a hearing. He's anti-vaccine. So many people would tell me, this is the only cabinet official I care about. Please, please put Bobby Kennedy in. And when you have kids, you know that they're constantly being poisoned by red dye 42 and blue this. And President Trump listened to his gut and he muted all of the nonsense from the big pharma companies and trusted his political instincts. What started on August 23rd, which really was, by the way, a development of a reckoning for the lockdowns, a development of the reckoning for Anthony Fauci, has now been completed in a triumph today. And all of you should rejoice and say thank you, God, with delight, because it just keeps getting better. As of this time right now, high noon on the East Coast, Bobby Kennedy is the Secretary of Health and Human Services. He's in charge of the largest branch of the federal government by budgetary measure. He has the biggest budget at his disposal. And it is now a day of reckoning for the food companies that are poisoning our kids, for the pharma companies that have been lying to us. And he is now the Secretary of Health and Human Services. President Trump deserves the credit. And now Bobby Kennedy has the baton to make America healthy again, to make our kids healthy again. Praise the Lord.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. You just saw it. The privileged get tax pardons while hardworking Americans do not. The IRS just stepped up enforcement. If you owe back taxes or have unfilled returns, do not wait for the IRS letter to act. Waiting to get caught makes you look like a tax evader, and it will not end well. Getting ahead of this is the smart move, but never, never contact the IRS alone. Turn it over to Tax Network USA. Why? Because not all tax resolution companies are the same. First, Tax Network USA has a strong relationship with the IRS. Second, they have a preferred direct line to the IRS. And why is that important to you? Because they know which agents to deal with and which ones to avoid. And third, their genius strategies are designed to quickly settle your tax problems in your favor. Whether you owe $10,000 or $10 million, their attorneys and negotiators have resolved $1 billion in tax debt. I trust Tax Network USA. Call and talk with one of their strategists. It's free. Stop looking over your shoulder and put the IRS troubles behind you. Call 800-780-8888 or go to tnusa.com/Charlie.
I don't know if there's been a good piece of music written in the last 10 years. Prove me wrong. Can someone tell me there's been a good piece of music written in the last 10 years? What is it? And send it to me. And nope, no country. Country's not allowed. Oh, Blake agrees. Okay, he does agree. That's good. Because usually Blake will come in with some sort of contrarian take. No, actually, XYZ is good. No, I don't think that they're... You know what? Actually, I stand corrected. Nope, you're right. You're right. I actually do think there's a good piece of music that's been written. I think... That song that they were singing about Elon Musk. Where is it? We got to play it again. Where is the new Democrat anthem? Where is my Pavarotti? We got to play it again. The Whitney Houston. 132. This is actually the best song of the decade. Play cut 132.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on? We'll fight against George. We'll fight Elon Musk. Within our walls, we'll fight from dawn to dusk. Oh.
Okay, so that I do stand corrected. That is a good piece of music. Actually, it's an old communist song with the lyrics repurposed. So that's your little tidbit for the day. You're seeing a transformation, and the opposition is not there. They don't know which front to fight on. This maximalist approach, by the way, it's only going to get even more serious for the Democrats. Look at how much President Trump is doing. Look how much he is getting done without his cabinet. His team is only multiplying and increasing. And to use maybe a football analogy, it's as if he's just going to keep on subbing in new defense alignment. Fresh legs. Boom, Brooke Rollins is confirmed. Boom, we got Kelly Loeffler coming in. Boom, we got Linda McMahon. We got every single one of these cabinet officials that are coming in. And all of these old plays, the Democrats are saying, well, it's a constitutional crisis. And by the way, this is all without cash. And we have a whole team that is coming in to the lower level. We got deputies coming. We got interim directors coming. This is all just filling out the top. Wait till we start to really plug and play and get these change makers. And I could tell you, the Trump team, the personnel office, woof, wait till you see some of these killers that are coming in. Not all this stuff necessarily gets all the headlines, but this is the stuff that comes and affects your life on a daily basis, that executes the stuff that President Trump wants to do on energy, on border, immigration, speech, trade. So the Democrats have tried to put up this fight. It's the best they got. And they're screaming into the wind with this new song of theirs. I cannot put into words the profundity of Bobby Kennedy being HHS secretary. We have a whole conversation coming up with Alex Clark on this. It's massive. It's major. It's going to change the Republican Party permanently for the good. And, you know, people always say, well, how do we win over women? This is how you win over women, by making America healthy again. Meanwhile, Democrats, they're putting up advertisements saying they want to kill Elon Musk. It's not a joke. This is Democrat Representative Robert Garcia calls Elon Musk a bad name and then calls for actual weapons to be used against Elon Musk and Doge. This is all they have, is violence. At the core of the left, at the core of a liberal, is someone that would use the sword if they had it. They are very violent people at their core. They always have been. They can't debate. They can't have conversation. So they'll resort to these tactics. And of course, this is cliche, but it's worth doing before I play cut 146. Imagine there was a billboard in downtown DC. Help eliminate XYZ, Tony Blinken. They lost their mind over a noose on January 6th that wasn't used or going to be used. They lost their mind over it. You shouldn't be surprised that Trump was nearly killed, indicted twice, actually indicted four times, 700 years in prison. They're going to do everything they possibly can to try to murder this movement because they can't beat us. So they're going to try to take weapons. And no, we're very aware of that. I'm aware of it. We have to have full-time security. This is not a joke. This is who these people are. Play cut 146.
I want to hear why, but do you think that calling Elon Musk a d**k is effective messaging for confronting what is a potentially irreversible transformation of the U.S. government?
Well, he is a d**k. And I think that he's also harming the American public in an enormous way. And what I think is really important and what the American public want is for us to bring actual weapons to this bar fight. This is an actual fight for democracy, for the future of this country.
Yeah, I mean, they want this to be settled in the streets with Antifa. Just trying to rile people up. They want us murdered. They want us killed. That's why a lot of them celebrated Donald Trump getting shot and they lamented that it wasn't successful. Now, this is everything for them. We're going after the core of their meaning. And we're just getting started. Hey, Charlie Kirk here. Ever see your dog slowing down or having health issues and wonder what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and you'll see changes that will amaze you, guaranteed. Invented by naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, Rough Greens wants to invite you and give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, and improved joint function, all due to live nutrients you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you might even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free jumpstart trial bag for your dog today. Go to ruffgreens.com. Just use promo code Charlie. That is ruffgreens.com, promo code Charlie, and just cover shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food. To improve your dog's health, just add a scoop of Rough Greens. That is ruffgreens.com. Joining us now is the growing legend of the MAHA world, Alex Clark.
Thank you. I can't believe it. Finally, vindication for me. People thought I was nuts 2 years ago being like, hey, the conservative movement needs to be talking about health. People were like, that's a huge distraction and a waste of time. Now look where we are.
And you trust the process. I remember you'd be like, he better pick Bobby Fowler. And just trust the President Trump deserves a lot of credit. Does he not?
He deserves a ton of credit. I'm so thankful for him. Everything that I've been watching unfold from Bobby Kennedy now being confirmed officially to Doge. It's like I'm living in a political dream. This is like what we've talked about for years of like, oh, wouldn't it be great if America could just fill in the blank, you know, and that's all happening now with President Trump. And I think it's very obvious, like he knows. And I believe he said this recently. He said, you know, we have 4 years and that's just nothing in political time. Like for all the things that we need to accomplish to get this country right on track, we have to get started day one immediately. Everything that we can do, let's slam it all in. Because 4 years really isn't a lot of time in the grand scheme of things. And this is it. This is our one chance. And he is really taking seriously the promises made on the campaign.
What does the Bobby Kennedy, now confirmation, he is now HHS director. That's amazing. It's no more like we got to get him through. It's done. What does that mean for the Republican Party, the conservative movement? And then we'll get into health in general. But what does it mean for conservatives?
Well, for conservatives, this is the biggest opportunity we've ever had when it comes to women voters. So we already saw, was it 8 points went up in the election for women for Trump? So that was a massive gain. I attribute a ton of that to the MAHA movement and the partnership with Bobby Kennedy. Mm-hmm. And so what we have here is this opportunity to, we're dating them and we want to court them and make this a really long-term relationship with the Republican Party. So what we want to be doing is saying, okay, so you were willing to vote Republican based on this issue in 2024, how can we keep you in 2028? How can we keep you, you know, beyond that? So we want to make sure that we're not forgetting these new female voters and that we are showing them like, hey, we mean what we say. We're going to continue to prioritize the health issue in America, because what a lot of people may not realize is that there are plans, because I'm in talks with the MAHA coalition. there are plans. MAHA will transcend MAGA. So when President Trump is not in office anymore, MAHA isn't just going to stop. This is going to continue throughout multiple presidential administrations. We will keep fighting for these issues, no matter who is president, no matter what party is in the White House. So this is just the beginning of a very, very long, exciting road ahead to completely transform chronic disease in America.
And I wish that Democrats would have gotten on board. He did not get a single Democrat vote. Think about that. A Kennedy did not get a single Democrat vote to become HHS secretary.
And here's what's even crazier is that you have this idiot, Senator Chuck Schumer, saying, it's really a shame that Bobby Kennedy will be the only person ahead of HHS who has no pharmaceutical background. All the other people had backgrounds in pharmaceuticals and were pharmaceutical, executives
Sales
or whatever.
Lobbyists, whatever.
Yes, yes. And he said, that's such a shame. You know, this is the first time that that hasn't happened. That is the point. That is exactly why we wanted Bobby Kennedy. That shouldn't be happening. The person who is in charge of these agencies shouldn't have ties into these different industries that we're supposed to be regulating. So that's a huge problem. And that's exactly why Bobby Kennedy needed to get confirmed.
So less on the political side. Now, what would you say? These are the five things you want to see done, not just talked about, but actually substantively policy agenda done.
Okay, well, five things I would say. One, we have to get the pharmaceutical ads off the air in America.
Totally agree.
Only America and New Zealand are still doing this. Other countries think this is crazy. And the reason is a lot of people think, well, we do that so that we see the ad and then we go to our doctor, we go to our physician, we say, oh, you know, I saw this ad for Ozempic, I'd like to take it. That's actually not what's going on. Nobody is watching commercials on TV for pharmaceuticals and then going to their doctor and requesting it. You know, hardly anyone. What's really going on is they are buying the power to control what news agencies are reporting on. So that is why during the pandemic, you didn't see any, you know, other opinions on the COVID vaccine. It's because every single broadcast was then brought to you by Pfizer.
That's
so
exactly
that's a problem.
Right.
We can't have that. So that has to be done. The other thing is, which I believe is going to happen, this is actually going to be one of the first initiatives this year, is we're going to transform school lunches. We're going to get ultra processed food completely out of school lunches. You cannot be feeding kids artificial dye, an unbelievable amount of sugar, and all of these different ingredients that we know causes behavioral issues in adverse health outcomes, and then wonder why they can't sit still. So we have to transform that. I believe that's going to be one of the first things that happens. We also, which we're seeing now, 23 states as of recently have either taken initiatives to pass bills for fixing their school lunches or fixing the corruption on the SNAP programs for their states.
Yeah, which is food stamps, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so the food stamps were subsidizing and incentivizing people,
obesity,
especially poor groups, yeah, to be getting things like soda cheaper. So we're literally funding the obesity epidemic, and then we're going through and saying, oh, we have a solution that will be Ozempic. You know, we had that ad during the Super Bowl. They were using a bunch of MAHA lingo.
Him and hers.
Yes. Using MAHA lingo That's to right. basically push an Ozempic-like drug. It was a weight loss drug.
Delivered to your doorstep.
You have to be very careful now. There are going to be people that are not with us that are going to be using MAHA type wording and verbiage to trick you into buying their drugs. So just be wary of that. Okay. How many things was that? Two, three. The subsidizing food. I'd love to see rigorous testing done on the childhood vaccine schedule. This is super important to me. I don't know if you realize this, Charlie, but actually this is really scary. So when people say, I don't know what you're talking about, we really go through a lot of rigorous testing for every single vaccine recommended on the childhood schedule.
Mice, right?
So the COVID-19 vaccine, which I think everybody basically agrees, like, ooh, that was super sketchy. It got through really fast. The COVID-19 vaccine, and I can send you and producer Andrew data on this if you want to share it, was actually the most rigorously tested vaccine we've ever created. The COVID vaccine. So that should really terrify Americans right there. That tells you something's not right. So I just want to reiterate, Bobby Kennedy is not getting in and banning vaccines. He's actually just saying we want to test these rigorously to make sure that everything that is on this recommended schedule should be there and that parents have informed consent when they're making these decisions. Nobody's taking away your right to make decisions. In fact, right now, parents have really no right to make true informed decisions, because if they ask any questions about the childhood vaccine in most pediatrician offices across America, they're getting kicked out for asking those questions and saying they're not allowed to be patients there. So that's something that's super important to me. Obviously, I care a lot about the chemicals that are being sprayed on our crops, in our air. Geoengineering is real. They've testified about it at the UN. So that's a huge concern. We know that that's going on. So chemicals also in our water. Now, I don't know if you know anything about this. But the one thing that the Biden administration did that I agreed with right before getting out of office was he started taking a bunch of things out of tap water. And then I just saw news that President Trump was maybe thinking of reversing that decision, which I would disagree with. And I hope that we can influence him to not.
Is this the fluoride thing?
Yes. And PFAS and different things in our drinking
what
water.
Is the, what is the argument pro-fluoride? What is it? What, they say it's something with teeth or something, right?
Who knows? I don't know. But the thing is that actually was an Obama appointed judge in August, I believe. So only a few months ago, who had just admitted like, OK, yeah, we are seeing lowered IQ rates in children due to fluoride exposure.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk. You've heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain and it makes sense, you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start for just $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't simply mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain altogether. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day, and it just takes a phone call. It's 1-800-4-RELIEF. That is the number 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start today. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That is 1-800-4-RELIEF. Again, Relief Factor is amazing. The daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Get out of pain at ReliefFactor.com. That is ReliefFactor.com.
The pharmaceutical advertisement also, as you mentioned this briefly, I think could win over President Trump. It's a subsidy of the news networks that hate him, meaning it's a cash flow for these major companies, CNN, NBC. They receive billions of dollars, and these ads aren't even good. They don't perform. They're not even well produced. You know, they list all the side effects on here. I was watching the Bills-Chiefs game, not the Super Bowl, but the Bills-Chiefs game a couple weeks ago, and I was texting my team. Literally, I was watching this, you know, great football game. I was having a great time, and then all of a sudden, this ad pops up, and they say, you know, you might die, or, you know, people you know might, I mean, like all the disclaimers on this. And I think it could be done just through a regulatory change through FDA. I don't even know if it requires Congress, but aren't we like the only country in the world that allows pharmaceutical companies to advertise?
Us in New Zealand. That's it. So everybody else understands that this is corrupt. It's not fair. Yeah. It rigs the system. And somehow America is behind. So this is really exciting because what we're seeing here is it's a peaceful yet a powerful political revolution. That's what we are witnessing. And for people that I don't know how you could still be a doubter, but if you are still a doubter that President Trump didn't mean what he said, let me just remind everybody. I like to say this to the people that really don't like him and they like to bring up things like his ego. OK, let's say President Trump, you know, has a little bit of an ego. With that being said, then don't you think he has a reason then to make sure that we can prove within 2 years that we have reversed the chronic disease epidemic because the media outlets, the history books will be required to write glorifying headlines about
him,
positive
headlines.
And he loves that and he wants that. So if anybody is motivated due to ego issues, President Trump, I mean, that's a good thing for us that he wants to have positive things written about him. So he's going to make sure that Bobby Kennedy gets it done and he's going to support him.
One of my passionate ones on the list is I think if you can't pick every public health fight, but I think there's one thing that connects to like 15 problems. I want you to try to guess what it is. Try to guess.
Okay, I'm thinking.
Not now. Think about it. And by the way, just so we're clear, I would love to go back to how fast food was in the 60s and 70s. Beef tallow, no seed oils, no processed foods. Instead, it's almost poison.
It is poison.
Pluvicto involves contact with radioactivity, which may increase the risk for cancer and cause fetal harm. Drink plenty of fluids, urinate often, use contraception, and talk to your doctor about ways to reduce the risk of exposing others to radiation during and after treatment. Pluvicto can cause low levels of blood cell counts, kidney problems, and infertility. Tell your doctor if you have weakness, pale skin, shortness of breath, bleeding or bruising more easily, an infection, or changes in urination. Side effects include tiredness, dry mouth, nausea, appetite loss, and constipation.
The entire ad is a disclaimer. You might die. People you know might die. You also might die the worst possible death imaginable.
I can't believe this is real. Soon it will not be. This will be a thing of the past.
And so much of this stuff is unnecessary to take in the first place. The chronic disease problem is largely based on diet and activity. And then Alex is going to guess what I think is the original sin of most of our health problems. I think there's one thing that is an original sin. Now, there's other things as well, but I think there's one thing that connects to all the others. Maha expert Alex, what do you think? I think it is.
I'm wondering if it is the mass production of seed oils and adding that to our food
supply. Close, but no. It's insulin resistance.
Insulin resistance.
I've done a lot of thinking about this.
Half of teenagers now have diabetes.
Exactly.
Or are pre-diabetic.
So Dr. Jordan Peterson agrees with me. So insulin resistance is where your body has low diet, low activity, but basically it's excess carbohydrates. So if you want to go a step further, it's we are eating way too much carbohydrates in our diet. And Blake will agree at this. We worship at the altar of the corn god. We have highly processed carbohydrates, and we do not need as much carbohydrates as we are eating. So I eat ketogenic. I almost have no carbs, all good fats, lean proteins. As you know, there's three types of foods, proteins, carbs, and fats. You only need two. We have all three, and we actually have way too much of one that we don't need. You only need fats and proteins to live. But if you don't have proteins, you die. And if you don't have fats, you die. And if only carbohydrates, it's not going to be sufficient.
Now, listen, my audience is going to be gasping and pearl clutching when they find out that Charlie just told me before coming on the air that he's now anti-dairy. So he's not drinking any dairy. So you're not on my raw milk train.
No, I'm not on the raw milk train. I'm sorry. It's nothing against you. But I'm just saying, I think, first of all, I'm a big anti-inflammation guy.
Uh-huh.
So I think we are hyper, you'll agree with this, we're hyper-inflamed in the West.
Yes.
Our brains are inflamed, we're sluggish. So I got on this super anti-inflammation kick, and dairy does inflame. It definitionally inflames.
And he could have his own particular
everyone do what's right for you, but don't eat too many carbohydrates. That is, I could prescriptively put that across the board. So insulin resistance, what does that lead to? Type 2 diabetes. It leads to massive obesity. It leads to blood pressure problems, cancers. What cancer at its core is a metabolic dysfunction.
Correct. Yeah. So this is what's really shocking. I mean, this is part of my entire journey into the Maha mm-hmm. space is understanding, especially with my own dad dying of cancer, that cancer is preventative. We actually do have the cure for cancer. We have all of the information that we already need at our fingertips. It has to do with diet. It has to do with lifestyle. Basically everything that we have abandoned.
I will agree with this part. I wouldn't use the word cure because that's a big C word. We do know that glucose feeds cancer cells. That we do know. And we do know that when somebody has a tumor, what do you tell them to do? Stop eating sugar. That's like the first thing that we say, right? So we also know that cancer is largely metabolic dysfunction. And yeah, I mean, also the people that have tumors that eat ketogenically.
Oh, yeah.
Do a lot better.
So here's something interesting.
And also if they have.
So my dad with his brain cancer, when I told him, he also had heart failure. And when I told him to go to the nutritionist at the hospital and tell him, hey, my daughter's suggesting I do keto diet. The nutritionist said, oh, no, sir, that's terrible. You can't be doing that. That's not good for your heart. So I said, Dad, go back and ask that kid where he went to nutrition school. Find out who was creating the curriculum for his nutrition school.
You don't need to go to nutrition school.
It's like, this is the absurd stuff. Actually, tonight we have a new episode in honor of Valentine's Day on Culture Apothecary where I'm interviewing a doctor who reversed his heart disease and plaque in his leg. And he was, when he was in the hospital, he had a widowmaker heart attack at 34 years old, was in the hospital. They immediately wanted to put him on like 9 to 12 different prescriptions, didn't want to tell him why.
Statins,
it was the same amount of prescriptions for every patient, didn't individually look at each patient. When he said, hey, what about magnesium? Because that would be good for what he had going on. They were like, oh, I don't know anything about that. They were having him eat Fig Newtons and all this ultra processed food. I mean, 70% of the American diet now is ultra processed food. But he ended up reversing his heart disease, and it's because he ignored all of the information that these cardiologists were giving him in the hospital. So that's tonight on Culture Apothecary.
Love it.
But I have to tell you, be excited about this, because we were narrowly very close at looking at a future where our kids, it was going to actually be impossible for them to find somebody to marry who didn't have autism. We're already at 1 in 36 children, actually might be lower than that, 1 in 36 children being diagnosed with autism in 15, 20 years. All of them would have autism. So hopefully we're going to see a change right now with this RFK confirmation.
Alex Clark, Cultural Apothecary.
Charlie.
What she said. Raw Milk Central. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.